Over the last year, VPR's Live from the Fort music video series has brought you some of the best musicians from Vermont's diverse music scene. The series seeks musicians from throughout the state working in a variety of musical genres, and through music and conversations with band members, the series connects music lovers with music makers. I'm Mary Williams. Coming up during this hour-long special, we'll feature musicians who played on Live from the Fort and at a couple showcases in the communities outside the intimate environs of the VPR recording studios here in Colchester's historic Fort Ethan Allen. You'll hear a wide range of genres, lots of different musicians, like the soulful sounds of Flynn featuring Myra Flynn, all the way to Kelly Raven's new outfit called the Welterweights. So sit back, crank it up, and enjoy VPR's Live from the Fort special. First, this news. You're listening to VPR, and this is Live from the Fort. I'm Mary Williams. Coming up, we'll do some genre hopping for the next hour with great local music. Live from the Fort is VPR's music video series, and we feature musicians and bands from all over the state. They come in and record a set in our studio, and then we put it up online. We've had a huge variety of bands, from punk to folk, and today we'll add even a few more genres to that list. So let's begin first in the soulful territory of Flynn, featuring Myra Flynn. Myra manages to play a ton of live dates in the area, even while dividing her time between here and the West Coast. This song she recorded at VPR in the past year with the band Flynn, it's called Roses.
And I bet you think that I'm mad, 'cause you got someone else to hold you at night. I'm not saying that I'm bad, but I'm not looking for a fight. Think you deserve all the love. She tastes like roses, I know I taste like mine. I bet she loved you quickly, but I got nothing but time. But she calls you baby in a voice that sounds nothing at all like mine. I bet she tastes roses. Steady as a mountain, I try to watch it unfold and chalk it up to a lesson. In patience and control, think you deserve all the love your eager heart could ever hold. Oh, but she tastes like roses, I bet she loved you quickly. Well, I got nothing but time. Bet she calls you baby in a voice that sounds nothing like mine. I bet she tastes the roses. Oh, the time what you think I didn't have a clue that someone was loving you. I got no regrets, ain't got no regrets with my love, 'cause I'm not here to start a war, plus I'm sure she'll love you. Oh, I'm sure she'll love you more than me. Thank you. she tastes like roses. Does she taste like roses? Ooh. But she calls you baby in a voice that sounds nothing like. She tastes like roses. Oh, I bet she tastes like roses.
That's Flynn, featuring Myra Flynn. You can catch them playing First Night Burlington with special guest Bobby Duncan of a band called Death. A couple other of Live from the Fort alums will also be playing around New Year's Eve. The DuPont brothers are playing as part of official First Night celebrations, whereas Medela, they're playing a two-night stand at Higher Ground. That includes New Year's Eve, too. Next up is Paper Castles. On the local music scene, they can be called a super group of sorts. The frontman and bassist is Patty Reagan. Ren Kitz is in the band, Jake Brennan from Violet Ultraviolet. So they all have their own solo projects. We'll actually hear one from Violet Ultraviolet coming up in just a bit. Back to Paper Castles right now, though. So when they visited VPR to record their set, Reagan said the band plays, quote, rock and roll music with a little bit of psychedelic leanings. And then he said, we don't do big, long psychedelic jams, but the attempt to distort the reality by messing with your senses a little bit is what I like to think you get out of a Paper Castles show. Reagan complements that thick psychedelic haze sound with his low-key persona and singing. To me, it reminds me of like a Brian Wilson song with just a couple fewer layers baked in. Here's Paper Castles and First Blush.
Someday I'll be old enough to wipe the idol clean. Take the invitation and discover what it means.
That was First Blush from Paper Castles. I'm Mary Williams, and this is Live from the Fort. We're going to take a quick break. Lots more music coming up now, so stay with us if you can. Welcome back. This is Live from the Fort. I'm Mary Williams. Back in April, we took Live from the Fort on the road to the Skinny Pancake. That's a venue that's a restaurant and also hosts live music in Burlington, Vermont. And the night that we were there, we featured three different bands, Carton, Bison, and Abby Morin. First, we'll hear Carton. To me, Ryan Hebert, that's the lead singer. His voice reminds me so much of 80s British rocker Joe Jackson from the genre that we used to call New Wave back in the 80s. Carton is a self-described loud band from Windsor, and their sound has been compared to Dinosaur Jr. and like fuzzy alt-rock bands from the 90s, but they say all they do is play rock and roll. Their third album, called Total Modern Comfort, came out early this past year. Here's Carton with a song called Fun.
Feeling the glow.
That's Carton's Fun from the Live from the Fort showcase that we did at the Skinny Pancake this past year. Next on the docket is the band Bison. They're a Burlington trio. They were the second one featured in the Live from the Fort showcase. They call their music nomadic disco punk. It's kind of like The Rapture and Interpol. Here is their song called Contrast.
Thank you.
That's Contrast from Bison. This is Live from the Fort, and up next on that showcase at the Skinny Pancake was Abby Morin. Last year, she was on the road for 16 weeks, 12,000 miles, and she calls her music Foxy Folk, and she talked about how foxes, the animal, are shapeshifters, and that she feels that way about her music because her sound changes whether she's playing solo or with her band. Here she is with her band at the Skinny Pancake Showcase. It's Abby Morin,
she knows.
And the song's called Cadmium.
The choke on the cracks and all the ways they've grown. Shadow canyons cut the line. Now buried out on the page, never sent. Now it's keeping me awake in bed, lonely, burning sage in hindsight.
Yeah.
That's Cadmium from Abby Morin.
Thank you so much, everybody.
This is Live from the Fort on Vermont Public Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Stick around if you can. Live from the Fort took another mini road trip from the VPR studios at historic Fort Ethan Allen in Colchester. And we went down the road just a little bit to the city of Winooski. Now, Winooski has this thing called the Waking Windows, and it's the sixth year of this festival that literally transforms the whole of downtown Winooski into a haven for music and food and art. Bands play outside, bands play indoors. It's just a whole weekend full of great local music. And we did a showcase there featuring three different bands. One's Enemy Self, The Smittens, and the band Violet Ultraviolet. Here's Enemy Self, the solo project of Michael Morelli. He used to be one of the two rappers from the local trip-hop group called Manifest Next to Me. Here's Enemy Self's The Future.
How is time travel possible?
Picture in my mind, I can see the body and the spirit intertwined, climbing up the vines until I can touch a star, with my middle finger up to those that tell me it's too far. There's way too much determination, you can't stop me. No enemies, government, Illuminati. They don't understand that this is not a hobby, killing all these demons in my head like I was Gotti.
How is that possible? How is
time? Hey. Time. And I'm opening the door, captain of the ship, never thrown overboard, holding up the sword like the name of Skywalker, many lifetimes in the war for my karma. Evolution kills everything that ever was. Evolution kills, turning your life into dust. That's why I don't get caught up with all of that melodrama. I can't live today if I'm too focused on manana. The time is now when I'm breaking down the barricade. Art is a weapon and my fam is full of renegades. And if you try to bring us down, we'll never hesitate to get together, throw grenades and watch a detonate. So committed, man, I'm making sure it resonates. You already know the truth, I'm not here to educate. Here to meditate with you until we levitate. Highly elevated off the energy we generate.
I am sorry.
The voice of the people is getting loud. We come together to make music that'll move the crowd. Yeah, I can see the future now. I see the light from the sun shining through the clouds. So the people is getting loud. We get together to make music that'll move the crowd. Yeah, I can see the future now. I see the light from the sun shining through the clouds. The voice of the people is getting loud. We come together to make music that'll move the crowd. Thank you. This is Enemy Self.
The next band in the Waking Windows showcase is The Smittens. They're a twee-pop band, been together for 14 years now. They call their music harmony-driven pop albums and queer love songs. The song they did at the Waking Windows showcase is called Upper West Side.
I don't wanna live on the Upper West Side. No, I don't wanna live there.
That's Upper West Side from the Smittens. The third band in the Live from the Fort Waking Windows showcase is Jake Brennan's project. He's the guitarist for the band Paper Castles that we heard a little earlier this hour. Violet Ultraviolet released an album called Pop City in June of this past year on a Vermont label, Section Sign Records. The initial vinyl pressings was also made right here in Vermont. And here is the title cut, Pop City, from Violet Ultraviolet. You're listening to Live from the Fort on Vermont Public Radio. Next up is singer-songwriter Gregory Douglas. His music has been compared to other acts like Jeff Buckley and Tori Amos. It's pop infused with an electronic sound. And Gregory Douglas was actually the very first act recorded in VPR's brand new Studio One. You can see what Studio One looks like if you watch the Gregory Douglas video that was recorded here. Here he is with a song called Hang Around.
Free falling on now, where do I begin? Just don't know. In a crowd of anguish, you're standing on a solid ground. It's not true, like you're holding out. And just something like you've been in love with me for centuries, yes. Singing, hang around for me. Got to hang around for me if I'm gonna hang around for you. If I'm gonna hang around for you.
That's Gregory Douglas and Hang Around. And here's a band that's really new. It's Kelly Raven and his new outfit, the Welterweights. Kelly Raven, you may know, is from the band Waylon Speed, and he got together with Lowell Thompson, Aaron Castles Brown, and Willoughby Morse. They're all from various bands in the area. But Kelly said that this is a project they've been talking about doing for a long time, and that they, quote, wanted to make a really cool rock band. He also said it's a three-songwriter band, and that they each bring songs to rehearsal and then build it up from there. He called it a co-op. And here's one of those songs. This one is not on the Live from the Fort video, but it is on View House. It's called Get Lost.
Back there, remembering where
That's Kelly Raven and his new outfit, the Welterweights. They visited the VPR studios in October to record their set. Next is Dwight and Nicole. They're Dwight Richer and Nicole Nelson. In this iteration, they're joined by Ezra Oakland on drums. Originally from Brooklyn and New Jersey, respectively, Dwight's a UVM alum, and they both gravitated back to Vermont, and they've lived here for the last nearly 6 years. This band was named 2016 Band of the Year by the New England Music Awards. They've got smooth, rich vocals and harmonies and that confident bass line, and the steady beats of drummer Ezra Oakland give it that nice rock sound. Here's Borderline from Dwight and Nicole. That's Borderline from Dwight and Nicole. And last up today is Black Rabbit. Black Rabbit is a rock trio. They're kind of punky, kind of garage rock. They're made up of Mark Scarano and Darlene Scarano and drummer Trevor Jewett. Black Rabbit was named Best Rock Group by 7 Days this past year. And in 2015, they came out with a critically acclaimed album called Red Flannel Hash. They kind of sound to me like the Kinks and the Ramones and the Pixies. But as always, you get to judge for yourself. Here's Black Rabbit, and Nikki Says.
skies is dead. Deep red went straight to his head. Pushing it all into my run. They're about to call the friend. Got time to melt down and run away. Get to one contact and get away. Sit in the crowd and stay away. Gotta get my thrills some other way. Nobody let himself in. Through the door off its hinge. Alibi is wearing thin. Chance of success is 1 in 10. Got time to melt down and run away. Get to our contact and get away. Get your seat of the crime and stay away. Gotta get my thrills some other way.
That's Nikki Says from the band Black Rabbit. All right, that does it for this edition of Live from the Fort. You can also see videos from VPR's Live from the Fort at vpr.net, and you can also sign up to receive emails about our monthly releases and even make recommendations for bands that we might include in the series. The video series is made possible with support from the Skinny Pancake. Live from the Fort is also part of ViewHouse, a digital music platform that brings together musical performances from public radio stations from all across the country. Today's program was produced by John Billingsley, Chris Albertine, and me. And the background music you heard is from Black Rabbit. I'm Mary Williams. Thanks for tuning in.